Yes, on Friday. I received an email from the office to state that that there was no need for me to meet the Taoiseach as Danielle was not Irish.
Obviously, you further clarify that she holds dual citizenship.
Yes, which the government should have been aware of from the start if they had checked it out, as a few other TDs and councillors and senators had went and checked it out at the very start, that Danielle had dual citizenship and a live Irish passport.
Obviously, you were quite upset by this correspondence.
I was upset for Danielle, not for me. I was upset that they were denying her the fact of who she was.
Now, we know that you have had further correspondence with the Taoiseach's office. What is the latest on it?
No, I've had nothing from the Taoiseach's office, or just from Joe McHugh, just to say that the Taoiseach will meet me tomorrow after all his other engagements. That is all I have received.
So you have no further clarity as to when this meeting will take place tomorrow?
I'll be after the other meeting, so I'm assuming it'll be tomorrow evening sometime.
What would you like to say to Leo Varadkar tomorrow when you do meet with him?
I would like it in writing that my daughter is Irish, and I would like better support for families that lose somebody abroad, that we're not just left to deal with it alone.
Now, when you issued that initial letter on Friday, it sparked a major outrage among the general public. How do you feel about that?
I from the very, very, very start, I've had great support from the public and itself. Only for them, we probably wouldn't have been able to secure lawyers. I can't thank them enough.
In terms of the meeting tomorrow, are you hoping that the Taoiseach might be able to help in some sort of a way to progress the trial?
I would like the trial to be fast-tracked, yes.
Will you be seeking an apology from the Taoiseach over his initial letter to you?
Yes, I will be, but I want it in writing. And I want it in writing that Danielle is Irish.